Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. I am in such a season and truly back-to-back consecutive weeks of gaining so much clarity, so much certainty, and just feeling so incredibly at peace because I know what's going to happen next. And I haven't felt this way in many years. And I am so excited to share this process with you because I have done it in a very bass-ackwards, messy sort of way. Typical Kathleen fashion. We'll just kind of scramble until we figure it out. But to be able to look at this in hindsight so that you can navigate changing seasons, setting bigger goals, taking your business to the next level, truly personal growth with a level of ease as the underlying current. And just wow. Wow, wow, wow. And one of the things, very practically, and this, I know when I told some of you guys this, this made you laugh so much. So I'm like, you know what? I think everybody could benefit from this. Men, women, any category of gender. If you are navigating any sort of change in your business, it's equally important to make sure that you are cleaning up your personal space. And as entrepreneurs, if our business is messy, our life is messy. If our life is messy, our business can feel really messy. And so this year so far, and certainly in the last 3 to 4 weeks, I've been going on a spree, crazy Marie Kondo style spree of purging. And I actually look at this in hindsight and I realize this started in my business many months ago, and it's now having a ripple effect in my personal life as a human. And I'm just seeing so many overlaps. But the thing I wanted to tell you is throw out that daggy underwear. I know it's so random and you're like, what is going on? But you know that underwear that's in your drawer that you're like, well, seriously, throw it out. You don't even need to have a plan to go out and buy new underwear. I'm not even saying you need to go out there and replace the whole thing. But throw out that daggy, mangy underwear. Make space for new. Even if it means you're going to be doing one more load of laundry in a week, my friend, it is so worth it. That is probably the thing that has instigated the most energy in me, because it all started by me just going into my closet, and it literally started with me throwing out the underwear that I have had for years that I keep looking at going, why is this in here? I don't feel good in this underwear. I don't even understand what its purpose is. It should just go in the bin. And I had all of these stories in my own head about, well, I should go out and buy new first, and I need to find a good brand, and na 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 na. And I realized, just start by throwing it out. You don't even have to have a plan for what you're going to bring in its replacement, but the space that you can create by raising your standards. Throw out your daggy underwear. Your future self will be so grateful that you just did. I swear to you. So my friends, that is lesson number one from today, but not necessarily the crux of what I wanted to talk about on today's podcast. And one of the things, and this is so helpful. It's been so helpful for so many of you when I talk to you about these things, but it's also something that's so helpful and you can truly do this work on your own. And this absolutely just falls into building a self-coaching practice and raising your awareness. But one of the things I hear from so many of you when we dive into the pricing discussion is the guilt that you feel about charging a premium for your work. And it's so normal. So the first thing I simply wanted to say is that it's okay and it's completely normal that you feel guilty about charging a premium. When we go through the pricing models, when you look at the math, it's very normal for all of the fear and the doubt and the uncertainty to bubble up to the surface. And I wanted to just go through the process with you of how you can move past the pricing guilt, because it's one of the most important stages in growing your profitability. And I thought it could be really helpful to walk you through the work that I've done in getting out of the guilt mindset and into a much more abundant, helpful way of thinking. And it really, truly doesn't matter what you're selling. This can apply to being a farmer florist and or being a flower grower and supplying wholesale flowers to a florist. This can also apply on the other end of the spectrum. If you're doing super high-end premium corporate events, installations, large-scale weddings, it doesn't actually matter where you are on that pendulum, whether you're selling something wholesale or you're selling something at an even greater markup. It's not the markup. The math is never what is the problem. And it's so easy because in our industry that's so incredibly secretive and nobody talks about making money as a floral designer, as if that's not allowed to be part of the outcome. And it's so easy then for you and I to shower ourselves in shame, even just by having the desire, simply having the desire, the drive, the want, the ambition to make a dollar. It's so easy for us to go into the shame spiral and be like, oh, okay, well, there clearly must be something wrong with me. And I will say, every time I hit one of these like new levels in my business, it absolutely does require unpacking a new mindset around money. And this is one of those things where I truly don't think that our money mindset work is ever done. This isn't like, oh, well, I read Jen Sincero's book and thanks, I'm moving on to the next thing. It's like, oh no, like our relationship with money is so complicated because there's making money, having money, spending money, investing money, gifting money, losing money. Like there are so many different facets to that relationship. It's so not as simple as many people like to make it out to be. And so every time you reach a new chapter, every time you want to level up in your business, know that your money mindset work is going to come as part of it. It's just literally part of the agenda. And the more you can increase your awareness of what you're going to do with your money mindset, the more empowered and the more intentional you can be when you show up. And this truly is one of those like getting to know yourself on such an intimate, deep level, because we all, every single one of us, has stuff around money. And the most important thing is recognizing that you get to decide what you want to do about it. The fact that we have a human brain and the fact that neuroplasticity is a thing is all that you need to know. That you can just decide what you want to do with your money relationship, and you can decide to continue to take this work as deep and as far as you want to go. And when I think back to all of my different iterations as a business owner, I can see now in hindsight how many different layers of pricing guilt I've navigated. So it doesn't actually matter. Like it truly doesn't matter if you're selling a single stem rose, if you're selling a single stem of a lily, or if you're offering premium wedding packages on your website and somebody places a $4,000 or $5,000 order and you've never heard from them, you don't even know who they are, and you're like, holy crap. I do find, for me, doing the work on a small scale. So when I first did this work, I did it around selling a single white oriental lily. But the same principles apply if somebody jumps on your website and they buy 100 red roses, or if a stranger on the internet buys your most premium product, or somebody new signs up for a one-on-one workshop, or somebody buys your all-singing, all-dancing Mother's Day offer. A couple of days ago, somebody paid $1,000 for a product. And I just sat there and I watched my brain. Because my brain was like, like, it almost was like the way that a car would stall. That's how I saw my brain operating. Because what became so clear to me, and this is inside Kathleen's own head, but what became so clear to me is that my brain is still very, very strongly wired to believe that the hustle is what is required for the revenue. And I love that I have that level of self-awareness, because I can go, oh my God, this is so good, because this is my next chapter. This is my next layer of work. And I do remember when I kind of landed on that whole world of a stranger on the internet paying for wedding packages and not having to do a consultation, not having to do fancy mood boards, but people signing up for $3,500, $4,000 wedding packages, I didn't have that level of self-awareness, but I still can see in hindsight, that absolutely explains for me why I overstuffed those designs, why I overbought at the wholesalers. Because I wanted to find a way, I needed to find a way in my own logic of earning, and I say that in quotes, earning that revenue. Because if we can let go of the hustle and grind, then all of a sudden we do have to come up with a new equation. If it's not number of hours in equals revenue earned, and if we don't fill that gap with a new belief system, then we are going to fall back on the old belief system. And then we're going to get exhausted, and then we're going to grow resentful, and then we're going to be like, I hate my job. And then we're going to be like, I hate the flowers and the poor flowers. I always know, like, when I get to the point of I hate the flowers, it's like, okay, Kathleen, you need to just take a time out, because it's not the flowers' fault. But I love having this level of self-awareness, because I have heard from so many of you, that the reason you don't feel confident in charging and raising your prices is because you feel guilty. So that might sound like something like, I don't want to be seen as greedy. I don't want to be seen as gouging my customers. It's wrong that I charge that price for this work that doesn't actually take me that long to create. This is too easy for me. This is too simple. I can't actually make that kind of money because I actually enjoy this job. So many different thoughts will go through your head. But the more you can raise awareness of what those stories are, the more you can decide if you want to continue to tell yourself those stories. And I do think a lot about those of you guys that grow flowers. And particularly if you've grown flowers for a multitude of years and you're making the transition to then also offer premium floristry services, I will say one of my first clients said this so well to me. We were on a one-on-one session and she is like truly an expert. Like I look at her and I'm like, holy schmoly, her brain is filled with so much knowledge about how to grow flowers. She is truly, truly the queen of growing flowers, but she's also incredibly self-aware. And it's that self-awareness that's helped her really take her business to the next level. And I watch and see what she's doing in her business. And I was like, holy crap, I am so excited for her customers. And I'm so excited for her clients because she gets to create that ripple effect for everybody else around her. But she said this so well when she said, I need to get out of my farmer's mindset and into the florist mindset. And it's such a simple premise. Right? I need to get out of the flower grower mindset and I need to get into the florist mindset. And even if you're not a flower grower, but you're standing there and you're going, I'm not qualified. I don't have enough followers. I don't have enough credentials. Maybe I don't have a physical retail shop. I'm only just starting, or I've only been in business for 5 years, or I've only been in business for 10 years, or I'm only, or I'm just a. If the sentence starts with I'm just, that's going to be your clue. And it's so, so common for us as women to feel guilty for charging a premium for this work, But even if you're not a woman, it's totally normal to feel guilty for charging a premium for this work. And I thought, let's go into this, let's unpack it, let's talk about it, and most importantly, let's get you out of your own way so that you can truly feel like the authority and that you can raise your prices and truly price with confidence. And there are three kind of underlying, or I might say like invisible narratives going on that tend to underpin this whole pricing guilt narrative. And the first one is the assumption that we live in a zero-sum world and that there's only so much money to go around. So it's kind of like if I charge the customer $100 that you are taking from them. The second one is self-doubt about the work quality. So if I haven't earned it, if I'm not qualified, if I don't have the experience, if something just feels wrong to you. And most often, and certainly for me, this comes up, this kind of bubbles up to the surface of imposter syndrome, feeling like a fraud, or attaching your self-worth to the price. And I do remember, and this is a little bit of a tangent, but there is a quote or like a meme that goes around on social media that you might see quite often in the creative entrepreneur space. It says like, charge your worth and then add tax. Honestly, that's probably the most damaging thing that you could ever tell Kathleen. Because my brain is like, well, I have zero self-worth, so I'll just charge $0 plus tax equals I'm going to continue to give away my work for free. So I just want you to know, if that's you, it's okay. You're in exactly the right place. But that is number two. Like number two reason why you feel guilty around the price is because you are attaching your self-worth to the price tag. Number three, this concept that you are deceiving buyers as if you are tricking them or you are deciding for them or you are taking action on their behalf. Completely forgetting the fact that they have complete control over their own decision-making, complete control over their own belief system, and complete control over their own actions. You are not your customer's puppeteer. You cannot actually control their thoughts, feelings, and actions. As much as you want to, you can't. That's not the way that this works. So either believing it's a zero-sum world, that there's only so much to go around, attaching your self-worth to the price tag, or the idea that you are deceiving buyers or that you can control their thoughts, feelings, and actions. So really paying attention to which one of those three, and it could also be all three. Like it could be that it is a belief in scarcity thinking, you are attaching your self-worth to the price tag, and you are kind of making decisions from that fear of rejection of what your clients are going to say to you or what they're going to perceive about you. Raising awareness of those three things and your relationship to those three things is so incredibly powerful. And this is the work that's been so helpful for me over the last few years, but it's so helpful at every single stage of your business growth. So I wanted to just summarize for you the three questions that you can reflect on. And I will say this is definitely one of those. Write the stuff down that comes up for you. And don't feel like you need to have like a journaling practice. This doesn't need to be something that you really like indulge in for too long. But I do find it incredibly powerful to get the words out of my head and see them on paper. Because there actually is a different part of your brain that will totally kick in and start to analyze the words that are on the page. And then you can decide without judgment and without self-criticism, what you want to do with it, whether you want to continue to tell yourself that story. So the three questions that you're going to ask, number one, why do I feel guilty? It's such a powerful question. Just simply asking yourself why. What is the underlying story that you're believing or the limiting belief that you have about your ability to charge that price? And it is so helpful to know that the industry standard approach to pricing is a given. It just is. The earth is round. There's this thing called gravity. The floral design industry has an industry standard approach to pricing. It's been proven by thousands of florists that have come before you. What a blessing that we don't have to be good at math. We don't have to get out your calculus. I was about to say machine. Is it a calculus calculator? Is that what it would have been called back in the good old days when we used to use calculators? But really recognizing that there is an industry standard approach to pricing, which is such a gift. It is such a gift to you and your business and your community and your customers, and just accepting it as a fact so that you can start to see and you can start to raise your own awareness of what is your own relationship to that price. And this can be something that you talk about with your flower friends. This could be something that you talk about with your coach. This could be something that you talk about with somebody who is completely unjudgmental of what's going to come out of your brain. But this can also be something that you just simply write on a piece of paper. You don't have to show it to anybody. You don't have to put it out into the world and share it with anybody on social media. You don't even need to show your husband. You can literally just be like, okay, why do I feel guilty about this price? What is happening under the surface here? What is going through my brain that's creating the feeling of guilt? Is it that I don't think it's worth it? Is it that I, as a human, would never spend that much money on flowers in that instance? Is it that you don't think you've earned it? And I definitely had that one really early on when I had landed on selling wedding packages online. And that first time I got that $3,200 online order, like sheer guilt. And I can still feel it in a pit of my stomach going, oh my gosh. And I know for me, the thought is, but I haven't earned it, which actually isn't true. But I do know, and I know so deep down that in my brain, I am so well programmed from my corporate career that you got to work harder to earn more. Particularly if you're a woman, you have to work at least twice as hard than any other dude sitting around the table. You got to play the part. You got to step up. You got to put in more hours. You got to be the smartest person in the room. More, 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 more if you want to get the promotion. I know that about myself, and I can see how it shows up for me in my business. So what is the underlying reason, and why do you feel guilty? Number two, why could your favorite florist charge that price, but you don't think you can? And this is so powerful, because you could pick any florist around the world. It could be somebody who's super famous, or it could be somebody that runs the shop down the street. It doesn't even matter who it is. But find somebody who you admire and ask yourself, why can your favorite florist charge that price, but you don't think you can? And I'll just come out and say it, because it's totally fine if you have some version of, I don't think I'm worth it and I don't think I'm worthy. Because the helpful bit is that's where your work begins. And I will say, do this one without judgment, because the answers are powerful. And I remember thinking, like, when I first started to do this and starting looking at some of the famous, very well-established florists in Sydney and going, okay, so they've been around, like this one guy's been around for 40 years. He has an empire. I'm like, what is it? What do I think that makes me different from him? The obvious one being he's a dude and I am not. But is it everything from more years of experience, more qualifications, more followers? Have they been featured more on blogs? Are they more famous? Do they have some magical X factor? Is it that they have a cuter baby, a cuter dog? Is it that they have a bigger team? Is it that they have been in the industry for 25 years? Is it that they're younger, prettier, whatever it is? Is it that their studio looks super amazing? Is it that they're super into fashion? Is it that she has great taste? Is it that everything looks like it comes easy to her? Like, super, super helpful to get really specific here. Because what is it that your brain thinks makes that person able to charge the premium, but not you? What makes you think that somebody like Holly Chapel can charge that premium, but not you? Whoever that person is that you want to compare yourself to, what makes you think that that person can charge a premium, but not you? And please do this from a place of curiosity and non-judgment. And then question number three, who would you get to become if you let go of the guilt? Ugh, this question was so helpful for me, because I realized it was so much easier for me to sit in pricing guilt than it is for me to recognize and label that as fear. So who would you get to become if you let go of the guilt? And I will say, I think this is one of those like truly like world-altering questions, because it makes you realize just what kind of hallucinations you're living under. And going, you know what? Maybe for you, you've done so much work around your relationship with money and you're recognizing, oh, I'm feeling guilty. And this is actually a different version of shame, or it's a different version of fear. But the more you can know yourself, the more you can know where your limiting beliefs and your own blind spots are, the easier you can learn to let these things go. And I asked myself this one question the other day, and I realized I was using the story as a way to hide. And I always love thinking, I think it was Marie Forleo who talked about this, but it's this idea that oftentimes these negative emotions are actually just fear in a fancier outfit. It's like, yeah, because if I sit there and I tell myself, oh, but I haven't earned the $1,000 that just came through with that order, then I will continue to spin my wheels. I'll jump on the hamster wheel. I'll double down on the amount of effort and work that I'm going to put into it. And I'll burn myself down into exhaustion. Versus letting go, recognizing that my worthiness has nothing to do with the price tag, showing up in a bigger and bolder way, which feels scary and new and different. And that's okay. Because if you can identify it as fear in a fancier outfit, you will change your relationship to it. So those are the three questions that I want you to ask yourself. So grab a pen and a piece of paper, do a little bit of self-discovery work, and just ask yourself why you feel guilty. Why is it that your favorite florist could charge that price, but you don't think you can? And who would you get to become if you let go of the guilt? And allow all of the discomfort to be there, because you're not going to shame yourself, you're not going to judge yourself, and you're not going to criticize yourself. But knowing when you do this work and you raise awareness of what it is that's going through your brain that's creating the sensation of guilt, then you can get to work solving for that. And you're not going to continue to underprice, undercharge, wonder where all the money is going, wondering why you're not making enough money, questioning whether you're worthy in terms of being able to make your business work, all of it. So much of it hinges on the stories that are creating the feeling of guilt. So go out there and dive into a little bit of personal reflection, and then get yourself into the most empowered, capable flower boss state that you can truly recognize as the best version of yourself. Let go of the guilt and decide how you want to show up the next time you're thinking about pricing, the next time you're reviewing your profitability, the next time a client asks you, can you quote on this new job? You get to decide if you want to let go of the pricing guilt or if you're happy to stay where you are. Because remember, you are 100% in control of your actions. So you get to decide. So my friends, I hope that that's been helpful. Do this work before Mother's Day, because you will blow your mind with the profitability that could come out the other side when you get your thinking right about your pricing. And thank you so much for being here. Also, remember, go out there and throw out your daggy underwear. Your future self will be so grateful that you did. Please remember to drive safe, drink your water, eat your vegetables, and get some sleep. And I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.